The next film in the Purge series includes scenes currently being shot in the Buffalo Niagara area. The True Adventures of Wolf Boy is also filming at local sites, and the production Killer's Son-in-Law is about to wrap up its local work. The latter film is directed by Fred Olin Ray, who has become a regular visitor to the region for about half a dozen films over the past 2 years.
And, you know, Fred is a perfect example of what has been able to happen here. The word spreads and people want to come back, so we get return business as well.
That's Tim Clark, executive director of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission, who says the state's film tax credit program has certainly played a big role. And Clark says local preservationists deserve credits because local historic architecture is becoming desired scenery. Similar buildings are becoming harder to find elsewhere.
You know, when Marshall was looking for 1940 Bridgeport, Connecticut, they actually went to Bridgeport, and there was very, very little left from the 1940s. They came to Buffalo, and they realized, wow, we could make this look like 40s Connecticut, no problem at all. So it just, you know, again, goes to show that, you know, that the saving these great buildings and great edifices and architectural assets are something that, you know, that really paid off and great dividends for us.
Marshall will have its Buffalo premiere Saturday, October 7th at the North Park Theater. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.